The newly formed Black Diamond Group presents its first Black History Month celebration, shown on February 28th at the Alpaca Gallery in Albany. Group member Penny Meacham is here to tell us what to expect.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, thanks for being here.
My name is Penny Meacham. Thank you for inviting me. I'm the creator of Black Diamond Performance Ensemble. And basically, it grew out of my having written 5 books of poetry. I'm a poet, and what I've done is I've turned my poetry into skits and monologues, and I wanted to see it on stage. And so I created Black Diamond Group to see what was possible, to see what was, you know, what we could do with this. This weekend is Black History Month. We're having 2 shows for Black History Month. One is at the Alpaca Gallery, and that's this Saturday, 3:00. And what you can expect is, well, my original work. Mm-hmm. I put in skits and monologues. But we've also invited a few people from the community to represent historical figures. So you might have Frederick Douglass stop by, or you might have James Baldwin. But also to give tribute to the blues and gospel, and just basically the collection to show a love for Black history and culture and heritage again. There's so many negative things that you hear. Sometimes we do need to underscore and remember, reach back and remember what we love about us. And, you know, in general, ancestors, connecting to giving homage to our ancestors and our elders.
Could you talk a little bit more about the process of developing this piece and how that came about?
You mean the show or the group? Or?
The show. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, it's more organic. I'm trying to, for Black History Month in particular, it's like, what am I trying to underscore? Again, ancestors, mm-hmm. Music, and historical figures, of course, and just kind of give a feel, an overall feel of connectedness. Okay.
I'm interested in the historical figures. I mean, there's so many to choose from, and obviously there's a limited amount of time in the show. How did you go about choosing who you were going to feature?
Well, just who I was happened to get at the time. We reached out to one young man. He lives in Troy, matter of fact, Aaron Moore, and that happened to be what he was able to present. And it's like, perfect. Black writer, activist, yes. You know, and he has time, and, you know, he's, you know, gracious enough to give us some of that time and share with us his art. I say yes. Okay. The same with, I have someone who does Black history and culture, but he loves music. So Donald Hyman, he's going to be doing a tribute to like some of the older music, which he loves. So when these caliber of talent want to work, I said, yes.
So you look at who you have in the room and you say, what can you do? And yes, make the most of it.
Yes. And what we can see what we can put together. And I think we put together a pretty good group. Okay. I have some musicians that are going to join us. And just hopefully it'll just put together a nice groove.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hoping people will come out and be pleasantly surprised. For $5, you know, it's a lot of show. And we're giving it our best.
I forget if you mentioned this, but is this the first time you've done a show like this, or was there one?
No, we're actually 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
We started 3 years ago with Daughters of Dust and Divinity at Alpaca Gallery, because my director, a part of an acting group, Donald Hyman's acting group, he kind of put me out there and said, I know somebody who's writing a play. And from there, I said, okay, well, I guess I got to write one now, don't I? And I did.
You weren't writing a play.
Well, I was thinking about it, but he was like, you know, put you out there. So yeah. So I put it together, and that's when I started 3 years ago. And then since then, I've done the other 2 shows. And this one I'm doing, Loving Us Again. I have 3 of my books here now. Basically, just getting the inspiration from the titles and drawing from the material that I have, and then going from there, you know, seeing what speaks what speaks. And I love connecting to the talent in the area. I meet all kinds of folks on the bus, you know, waiting on the bus at the bus stop, and just find there's a ton of talent in the area. So I love connecting with the local.
Could you talk a little bit about local theater? It's something that I think in a lot of the public mind is an art form that's not contemporary anymore. But I, you know, obviously it's still very vivacious, and there is a community here. Could you talk about what it's like to be live?
Well, my feeling initially was that it's kind of dead, but I'm bringing it back. Okay, I'm seeing what we can do with it, bringing some life to it. What can we do with it? It doesn't have to look like anything we've had before. Mm-hmm. Certainly, 2018, we've had all kinds of examples of theater, use dance and rap and poetry, of course, and just whatever you want to bring to it. So it's an open field, and I'm just trying to remind people that, hey, you know, it's still here.
Well, what do you think it is that's worthwhile in theater, that's worth keeping alive or bringing back to life?
Well, it's still a form where you pick up the mic. You pick up the mic, you express yourself on stage. You know, whether it's actual drama piece or you're singing or a combination of dancing with, you know, the singing or the acting, bringing your music alive. It's about coming to the stage and picking up the mic. People still have things to say. This is still a viable forum. So come do it. Yeah, we're alive. As long as we, you know, people are here and they have something to say, it's like, hey, you know, you may not have other avenues to express yourself, but I'm here to remind you that this is still viable. Come pick it up. Stop complaining, because you know, particularly for Black community, people, I've heard a lot of complaining. Oh, there's not a whole lot going on, and we're not doing anything. And it's like, well, stop complaining. Do something. The challenge is for you to pick up the mic and do something. You don't see what you want? Well, then bring it. You know, bring it. I mean, I'm not saying that we're the best or anything like that, but we're out here and we're doing it.
Sometimes that is the best.
What are you doing? You know, so.
What's next?
What's next? Well, this is the end of our season, and it's been about 6 months of continue going here and there, and so we're going to crash for about a good 2 months, and then we'll start up. We're probably going to be doing auditions to widen the group and see what's possible. I'm percolating some new projects, trying to get back to the play form, where it's a central theme, and we develop through the whole play. So this summer will be about relax and percolate the ideas.
Great.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes left, but could you just plug real quick where tickets are available, you know, the date, time of the show, all that kind of
stuff? Sure. On Saturday the 24th, Opaka Gallery, that's at Sage College of Albany. The Opaka Gallery is right at the road on 140 New Scotland Avenue. It's $5 at the door. It's free for Sage students, but it's $5 at the door, and it's a lot of show for $5. Now, on Sunday is the 25th. That's where we're at Mobco, the improv group. That's on 10 North J Street in Schenectady. Okay, that's $5 in advance and $10 at the door. But you can go to Eventbrite online and get the tickets online for $5. Okay? We want you to come and get the discount, so go online or come to Mobco early before Sunday and get it for $5. You know, but it should be a really good show. They're both good stages. Yeah.
That's so exciting. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm loving this studio.
Yeah, we'll hope to have you back maybe next time you have a show.
Okay.
And thanks so much. That was Penny Meacham of the Black Diamond Group. They'll be performing on February 28th at the Opalka Gallery.
24th.
Oh, February 24th at the Opalka Gallery. 24th, everybody. The Opalka Gallery, located on New Scotland Avenue in Albany. Doors at 2:30 p.m., show at 3 p.m.
Yes.